Okay, welcome to the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal. Another week gone by, and boy, did it go by quickly. A lot of good guests I had on the Investigative Journal this week. And today I decided to have an open line for these next 2 hours, and that means that you can call up anytime you want and talk about anything you want. 800-313-9443. Of course, I know a lot of you listening this week would probably want to talk a little bit about the Virginia Tech incident, and we discussed that Wednesday, I believe, for an hour with New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein, who tried to give you some hints on how to investigate whether this guy was a psychopath or whether he was a Manchurian candidate. Now, we posed that question, and we did have a number of listeners who believe that we should consider whether he was a Manchurian candidate, considering the state of our country and what's happened in the past. One other issue regarding these school shootings, we have to look back into history. You can go back to the 60s and look into this. And before drugs were really introduced onto our kids like we know they are right now, they're being shot with Ritalin and all these, given all these other drugs. ADD is rampant. All these things that have happened in the world of psychiatry, which is the drugging of our children. Before that time, you didn't hear of one incidence of shootings or violence in our schools, high schools, colleges. However, once that program was instituted, once parents allowed the state to get involved with their kids and allowed them to drug them, it has increased dramatically. Now, whether this shooter was a psychopath or a Manchurian candidate is something that Jim Rothstein said is going to be difficult to prove, because none of these investigations ever get to the top. All of them are shut down, and for good reason. And I ask this question. Let's find out what they do with his body, because in cases like this, many times standard modus operandi is to cremate the shooters, and that way I believe they do it to cover up the fact they may be microchipped. Now, we did have some callers, Byron for one in Canada, who called and said that people like myself, John Stabmiller, Alex Jones, are all wacky for ever even considering this guy to be a Manchurian candidate, and he's a new listener to RBN. And I just told him that, yes, the propaganda runs rampant, and there are many millions of American people who wouldn't even consider this. However, I ask you to look deeply and start researching history, and also research what the CIA has done in so many stories that we've had on my show. If I told you, Byron in Canada, that there was a program called in orphanages in Canada, which spilled over to CIA involvement in Nazi doctors, where the Catholic Church provided kids for experimentation and just randomly classified them as insane. And then thousands of kids were killed. Others escaped and are talking about it now. And there are mass graves in Montreal on Catholic Church property that was sold to the state. You'd probably say I was wacky, but this is documented fact. The Du Plessis orphans, read about it. And if they can drug our kids back in the 40s and 50s, don't you think they can figure out a way to create violence in our country through the use of these Manchurian candidates as another method? As we talk on the show, there is a concerted effort to take us over. And I'm going to explain to you, according to a General Ben Parton, how the spiritual controllers of the New World Order take us over. We'll be back right after this short message.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Oh, walking towards Washington. Two pieces come.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal this Friday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. An open line Friday. This is the day that I get chewed out. This is the day that you can call in and say, Greg, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. How do you think this way? And this is an open line, so if you agree or disagree with me, give me a call about many, many subjects we discussed this week and subjects we discussed in the past on the Investigative Journal. And the number is 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls today. Open Line Friday. I do this. I don't do it often, and I should do it more, and I will, because I want to get a chance to talk to a lot of the listeners who can't squeeze themselves in during when I take calls with my guests. So if you have anything on your mind, call me. And I'll tell you what, open lines are good because you know what? They put me in my place because a lot of times you can get on a soapbox even if you try to be fair. And that's because basically that's what radio is. You're talking and you're talking and you're talking and you're talking. It's good to listen. So you call me up and I don't screen calls. And let me tell you my policy. No screening whatsoever. However, I do ask that you act in a civil manner, and if you chew me out, please allow me to answer, and let's not try to yell and call each other crazy names, although I've been called every name under the book, in the book, so it doesn't matter to me. So I will take calls, 800-313-9443. Now, we were discussing Virginia Tech earlier in the show, just in the opening segment. There are many, many things I can want to get into today. 9/11, the income tax. We do want to mention there's a trucker strike, a trucker's rally, 23, 24, and 25. And that's a Wanda Piety was on my show yesterday, and the truckers are fed up, folks, fed up with what's happening in our country. Mr. Bush telling us now that he can, just with the stroke of a pen, say, listen, we're going to have Mexican trucks come across the border. 30,000 of them, according to Wanda Piety, now are rolling in our country. Who knows what's inside of them? And you know what? They don't even have to stop at weigh scales. The drivers aren't checked for proper insurance or proper licensing. It's just a scam. And we have many, many good truckers out there trying to make a living despite the high gas prices, despite all these regulations that are just choking the business and making it difficult for them to make a living for their family. And that falls into place with the income tax. Don't file, truckers. We ought to get on this bandwagon. You do not need to file income tax because it is voluntary. And every year when that deadline, fake deadline comes around, make sure you get educated and know your rights and save that 25 to 30% they're taking from you and give it to your family and your friends, because we're going to need every penny we can to fight what we call the New World Order. Let me go to Bruce in Nebraska. He's calling up. Bruce, how are you today? What do you got? What's on your mind?
Hey, Greg. I'm here in Omaha, home of the Franklin cover-up. I did a lot of thinking about this thing with this kid from Virginia Tech, and I came to this conclusion independently, and some other people have come to this conclusion also that I heard on shortwave. But we think that Ishmael's axe, that term Ishmael's axe, on the kid wrote on his wrist or on his arm, mm-hmm. That may have been like Ishmael's axe, you know, from I think it may be the Genesis in the Bible, or there's a poem about Ishmael's axe also that they talked about on ABC News and NBC News. But anyway, that could be the triggering phrase.
Right. I got an article. Someone sent me an article in depth on that subject, and I was looking it over.
Anyway,
that's interesting.
Go ahead. See the one Bonacci kid that was a part of this Franklin cover up a mess. Paul Bonacci mm-hmm. used to live in this trailer court where I live, and I knew his brother. And sitting in a restaurant here in Omaha one day, I just happened to be at a table with his brother. And his brother was telling about when he was still living at home. He had a phone call one day, and somebody on the other end of the phone said Black Rose, BJ had answered the phone. And BJ's voice sounds somewhat like, I guess, his brother's voice. And BJ couldn't understand what was going on. This guy was trying to trigger Mr. Paul Bonacci to do something. And he's using the term Black Rose. And then when this thing all broke loose with Franklin cover-up, with the Franklin scandal, you know, the mm-hmm. credit union,
right.
And there was like 80-some kids that came forward. Well, all but two or three of them recanted. And the ones that didn't recant, like Alicia Owens and stuff, they ended up getting crucified. And the Omaha World Herald said it was a carefully concocted hoax, that carefully crafted hoax. These kids said they were abused and all this sort of stuff. Well, the only carefully crafted hoax was the Omaha World Herald, which proved to me that the Masonic Knights of Exarban that run this town really were shutting things down. I suggest that any independent investigative reporter in the Blacksburg area start looking very strongly at any Masonic connections to this in that area. Any officials, any Freemason officials, you know, that are in positions of power, judgeships and attorneys and such as that, to see if they can find some connection because of that secret underground NASA mind control robotic programming facility in the mountain just outside of Blacksburg.
Yeah, interesting. And I hope that there's a number of people out there, some journalists, investigative reporters, that really start working on this case. You know, one of the most I have talked about, we'll skip back to the Franklin cover-up for a minute. Many people may not understand that, but according to people I've talked to, and I've researched the pedophile problem in this country through investigators that have been working on it for over 30 to 40 years, and they categorically say it goes to the highest levels of our government.
Oh, sure.
To the highest levels of the Vatican, through, at the time, an investigator in New York was covering this, to Cardinal Spellman, who he calls the most powerful and evil man that ever existed. And now that power is passed on to Cardinal Egan. So what he says is this, that any one of these investigations into the pedophile problem, which means the stealing and kidnapping of thousands of kids, torturing these kids, mind control, every possibility, many of them are killed, many of them then turn into what their perpetrators have done to them. What he says is this, is that not one investigation has ever gone as far as it should to get the real perpetrators. And he said every now and then they'll put out, they'll try to, like they did in the Franklin cover-up, they'll sacrifice one of their own lower-level people and then put a media spin on it. And there you go. You have such a rotten connection now and such control in our media as, and underground groups working together for this evil. And what he said was this. When he had solid information on a number of children, and these going to the halls of the Vatican and also to the highest levels of our government, the district attorney in New York, Mr. Morgenthau, who is still working there, personally covered it up, even after these investigators presented the evidence and sat face-to-face with these guys.
Right.
Now, the Franklin cover-up is a good example. They put out a few people, sacrifice a few people, allowing Americans to think that the problem is solved, but yet the real perpetrators at the top are continuing, and they're very difficult to get. And these are the same perpetrators that are involved in 9/11, the same ones that understand what happened in Virginia Tech, and it goes on and on. So I'm glad you brought that up. Any other thoughts?
Yeah. I suggest, well, like we have a gun show in Council Bluffs the weekend after this, 27th, 28th, and 29th, I think it is.
Yeah.
I suggest anybody who can get another weapon, find, you know, figure out what you need and get one, because here in Nebraska, I have a feeling those boys who were in Iraq and are back home now, they're going to be used again. The 167th is coming to your door.
Well, you know what's a good example? These, for example, we talked about Virginia Tech. The same thing happened when Columbine occurred. There's a big, huge media blitz on Second Amendment. Why don't we just repeal the Second Amendment? And let me just tell Americans this right now. There is a concerted effort to take away your arms. Now, let me give you some facts. About 10 years ago, there were over 245,000 licensed gun dealers, legally licensed gun dealers. And Americans, you are allowed to carry weapons according to the Second Amendment to protect yourself against violence, against criminals, against domestic or foreign intruders. And that includes Congress, includes the Senate, includes all these people and all their minions. You're allowed to protect yourself. Now, what they've done over 10 years is, you know how many licensed gun dealers there are now? Somewhere in the vicinity of 45,000. So they're systematically getting rid of them, and they're systematically finding ways to take away our weapons. And what you said was true. Yes, we need to arm ourselves against violence in our country and protect ourselves.
Yeah, the confiscation is coming, and it's coming very close. Witness Katrina in New Orleans. The 167th Cavalry boys, they better think twice before they come to my door.
All right. You know, Bruce, and you know what? American men need to think about this. We need to protect women and children in this country. And they've systematically, what they basically have done, have turned us into a bunch of wimps. And I'm not going to stand for it. I mean, every one of us needs to use our talents and whatever means they are to protect ourselves. And I'll tell you what, we can do that. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Yeah, I got one more thought quick. One more thought quick.
Go ahead.
Well, I have Mel Gibson's DVD, The Patriot. It's, if you have that movie, it's time to get it out and watch the beginning of it again when the British come to his door. It's time to watch that movie again.
Yeah, and I remember watching that myself. Yeah, that's a good point, because it's going to get down to you know, us against them, and even the Bible will talk about that in the end times when truth and evil meet good, and people will not be hiding behind these. See, what we have now are the evil people are hiding behind goodness, and a lot of the good people are keeping quiet. So we need to wake up. Okay, Bruce, call me back anytime. We'll get back to my other callers. I'm going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Listening to the Investigative Journal. Open Line Friday, 800-313-9443. Back after this short message.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything is broken.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Open Line Friday. Those of you who are already waiting on the lines, hold on. I got a short segment here. And then after the break at the bottom of the hour, I'll get to your calls and more. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Give me a call. And this is the day I get chewed out by everybody. But give me a call, and I will take your call today on any subject that you think of interest. Earlier we were talking about Virginia Tech. And let me tell you what stage we're in. According to General Ben Parton, who's been on my show, and others who are very familiar with how this group of, we'll just call them the New World Order right now, how they manipulate and take over a country for their own fascist benefits. And I think it's good we reflect on this a moment. We are in a period of what is called the period of extended violence. Now, there are several ways that people, there are several things in a country like ours, they they take over a country, according to Ben Parton, in two ways. They create civil war, for one. And how they do that in our country is to pit everyone against everyone, blacks against whites, Mexicans against blacks, Mexicans against whites. And they use that race card to their advantage to constantly create strife. And they can do that in many other methods, too. They can pit your religious beliefs against another's religious beliefs. And Americans need to wake up that behind all these problems that we see in our country, if you look back to the days of the civil rights movement, which I might add was very well, you know, someone on my show this week, Sid Catlett, former NBA player and graduate of Notre Dame University, who's speaking out on the true causes of racism in America and the shadowy group behind that's fueling the fires of racism. What he says is this, is that the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, and all these blacks in media and in higher up positions are called what he calls the brulé. And they are buffers for the king, and they actually work for the same people. And he says there is no such thing as a civil rights movement, because these the rights that were given to both black and white are inalienable rights that were given to us by our Creator. And what Martin Luther King and the rest of them were doing, we're talking about privileges that man can either take away or give to us. And it was good to hear the truth from Sid Catlett. Go to my interview on Arctic Beacon, ArcticBeacon.com, and you can read his interview or listen to his interview that I conducted a couple of days ago. And you want to get that. It's a classic, and he'll be back. And I have someone else coming on next week. I'm going to tease you, talking about the same issue. Another very high-profile person that wants to chime in on what Mr. Catlett said. So that we'll get to that. So that is one way they do it. So they're constantly using that. But there's another method they use, and they use a three-prong approach, according to Mr. Parton, who has studied this for hundreds of years, for 30, hundreds of years, sorry, Ben, for at least 40 years. What he says is there's a three-prong approach. The first one is, now, you got all this strife going on, all this chaos, man fighting man, white against black being fueled. Guess who started the KKK, folks? I'm going to put that out there for you. Do you think you know? Call me if you think you know. Well, anyway, Ben Parton says that, one, there's a stage of preparation, and that stage has been going on in our country for, you could go back to Albert Pike and the rest of them in the formation of our country, but let's start back about 40 years ago, that even though the media was controlled by then, a systematic approach after Kennedy to basically really take over everyone in our government, to take over the presidency, to take over the judiciary, so that what they're doing is basically giving you no representation. Then the laws are systematically changed. You've seen that happen, the Patriot Act and other things. While at the same time they have their minions buying up every media you know, every media outlet they can find and turning it into a corporate media so that they can have control worldwide, folks, over the message. And that is key, vital. If you don't have a media, if you allow people like me and others to speak and have a forum that is millions and millions and millions, people are going to wake up and not allow this takeover. Well, they systematically control that. And then many, many other things. The Federal Reserve banking system, which the Jesuit order has systematically controlled over the years with the billions and trillions of dollars of Vatican gold that's not even accounted for. So we have a problem with our finances. So in every avenue, and then becomes the all the other things they do as far as controlling the military, the environment, phony things like global warming and Al Gore and all his garbage. So they all work together, and it's an assault, and that is the preparation stage. But when they feel bold enough, when they feel they have everything under their control, they begin to enter the second stage, and that is the period of extended violence that we're in today. We'll get into that, take my calls. Remember, open line Friday today, so call and chew me out, call and agree with what I say. 800-313-9443. We'll be back after these short messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back on Open Line Friday on the Investigative Journal, 800-313-9443. Call me if you have something on your mind. And what I said before the break, we're in this period of escalating violence, and that's what's happening now. And that is a very important stage in their three-prong approach to take over America, as they've taken over other countries around the world. And so look at the extended violence now reaching 9/11 and beyond. And if you think it's going to get better, forget about it. But it's not a way to be frightened. This isn't geared to frighten you. We must know who the enemy is. So who are these people? Well, I sometimes forget that I have listeners that just tune in for the first time, because we have a group of listeners on this show who have ripped through the veil of secrecy and ripped through the veil and are very, very aware of who these people are. But there are others on the fence who can't quite understand it. There are others who call me crazy for trying to rip off every piece of the onion and get to the bottom of it, because how else are you going to ever get to the truth if you don't know who the real controllers are? And let me explain it this way. They want to hide this from you. And they'll do it in every means possible, even in the alternative media. So you got to be wise. You got to be a wise listener and reader. And always go farther, 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 farther until you feel comfortable. Because many, if you're just a new listener, you're going to have something in the pit of your stomach going, something's not right here. But, you know, I've had this trust and faith in government and religion all my life, and I can't believe that it would be anything more than just accidental violence, craziness between the Arabs and the Muslims, which is not the truth. We've always had fake enemies. Our enemy's always been within. And now we are reaching a point where they're trying to do what they've done to many other countries, to us. And so we as Americans are the last frontier, so to speak, to first expose these people and then to allow this to move into an area of goodness, an area where we can clean out the mess. let me explain. While it is clear that the Illuminati and the secret organizations and the international bankers are one and the same entity, we need to be very clear that both of these entities are simply front organizations. Now, as are the Jews, and I'm going to explain this, because the front organizations go to a deeper spiritual power, and that I consider to be the Vatican and the Jesuit order. Remember that the Illuminati was founded by Adam Weishaupt in 1776, and remember this, that Jesuit General Ritchie back then used Weishaupt to start the Illuminati so that the Jesuits, and you ask why them? Well, you've got to read a lot, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Could carry out their evil deeds in the dark so that no one would detect them as the source of evil. There's always something more than just money and greed. There has to be this kind of blind obedience to a higher power who might be in this case. We make this case, and I can show beyond a reasonable doubt, that it leads right to the doorsteps of the Vatican through the Jesuit order and their worship of Satan, which really talks about all of the evils of this earth and living of this earth, and you must go to the bottom of it. Let me get to a call. Carl in New York, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yes, hi, Greg.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I guess I'm kind of switching up the subject here. It has to do with taxes.
Yeah, go ahead.
You had a guest that is a tax expert, I guess, Robert Clarkson.
Right. Very good man. And, yeah, Robert Clarkson, former longtime attorney who doesn't want to practice anymore, Vietnam veteran, a guy who tells you what your rights are. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, I think that he has a lot of good ideas, but according to Wikipedia, he's had some problems with the IRS, and I wanted to ask you a question to respond to that, and I'll take, then I have one more question. I'll take my answers off the air. But according to Wikipedia, Mr. Clarkson ended up doing a little time for playing around with the IRS. And
that I wasn't aware of, but just because you spend time because of the IRS doesn't make you a bad person. Let me tell you that.
Do you understand
something here? Let me just say this. We'll check that out with Robert. You can even call him. I'll go to his website. He'll talk openly about it if that be the case. But just let me tell you this. The laws that the IRS tax laws are quite simple when it comes to income tax. They are voluntary. And that can be documented. Now, if they're voluntary, what does that mean? That means you don't have to pay them.
Okay.
So anything that is otherwise, if you decide to pay them, go ahead. If you don't want to pay them, you're not violating any laws. The people who are violating the laws are every single senator and congressman are. Let me just say this. People like me and others, and many listeners on my show will be put into this category by these criminals. Oh, they're conspiracy theorists. They are just wacky. They don't know what they're talking about. And you listen to these people because they wear a suit and they have a title. Now, let me tell you what conspiracy, why they use that word. Conspiracy in the law means this. Agreement by two or more persons to commit an unlawful act. Okay? Or an unlawful act in an unlawful manner. Some overt act. is required, less than attempt, okay, less than for attempt, intent to agree, and specific intent to achieve an unlawful result. Okay? Now, listen to me. When you use that word conspiracy, now, if there is an unlawful attempt to push an IRS law on the American people, and you as a senator and congressman know this, you are in violation of conspiracy regarding the income tax laws. You are the one in violation of the law. And every one of these income tax places that forces you to file, that takes your money illegally, they are the ones that are conspiratorial. Not the people talking about them, because they will not deal with the main question. What is the law voluntary or not? Deal with that. You want to bet. Now I'll ask you, you have a senator or congressman in your state. Now you have them at the state level and at the federal level. Mm-hmm. Ask them that question and ask them to deal with it fairly and tell them not to deal with it with a bunch of BS. That simple question. And have them go back to the Victory Tax Act at the end of World War II that was repealed, and what the IRS and the government did to buffalo you and to continue to use this cash cow to take your money away while they persecute people who try to help people to save their money. Secondly, people in every area of I've talked to that have been swindled by the IRS, many have spent time in jail. I've talked to Pastor Tony Alamo, and his case is a typical. And I've had an FBI agent on who said, yeah, we used the IRS laws to screw people. And we couldn't get anything else on Pastor Alamo, and they hated him because he hated Clinton or told the truth about the Vatican and Clinton's connections. And they wanted to destroy him and are still trying to do that. So, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything that he says could be very true. And I think you mentioned a key word, persecution. If you were to follow some of the recommendations that he's making, me personally, you know, with the family and children and all, I mean, and I'm sure there's others.
It's not the recommendations he's making. It's the law. Check out to see if it's a voluntary law.
Yeah, I believe that it. I believe that it's correct. I believe.
So then, why are you worried about it?
But
if you don't have to pay, what are you worried about?
Worried about the IRS coming after you. For example, Wikipedia says that the
U.S. Then you know what? What about this? Are you? What about knowing that 9/11 is an inside job, and you're
going to
worry? Are you going to one day sit there and go, well, you know, because they have so much power, let's let them get away with it. And when they, because I don't want them to come after me. What you got to do is, one, I'm going to say this a lot because many people that are involved in marriages with women, and I'm going to say I love women, but women are more conservative than us, especially in this day. And many of them will say, hey, you better file, Carl, because I don't want to get us in trouble. Well, it's time for men to stand up for their rights. And I would tell your wife this. If we don't stand up now, we aren't going to have a family. Our children aren't going to have a country. So
yeah.
We need to take a stand.
Yeah.
And we need to say, if the law is voluntary, I don't care if they come after me.
Well,
I'm going to prove that it's voluntary and I don't have to pay. I have to stand up for my rights. That's key. And if we all hide behind them, and I know what you're saying, and I'm not criticizing you because, you know, it's difficult when they have so much power, but we need...
Yeah,
we need to fight them back. We need to fight back, and we need to understand our rights. I mean, you don't have to take Clarkson's word for, you know, as gold. Or you don't have to take my word for gold. I'm putting out there that the income tax laws are voluntary.
Now, well, I believe it. I believe
it. For yourself, and sit there with your wife and show it to her, and say this: by not paying this, honey, we are going to protect our children. We're going to have more money in our pockets so we have a family, and we can't afford something, maybe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said, and I'm not disputing or arguing, I mean, I believe it's true. I just think that from what, if what they're saying is true on Wikipedia about him, they're definitely going after him. And also, they're going to be going after his clients because, according to them, the Department of Justice wants him to turn over all of the names and addresses of his clients, according to what it's saying on Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia.
Yeah, so, I mean, they want to they listen to my phone conversations all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know that? And people say, well, I don't bother you, because you're one of the few guys that really tries to get to the bottom of this. And I say, well, they use me as an asset. They want to hear who I'm talking to. Now, are you afraid of that? Now, are you afraid to say, hey, you guys, why are you doing this? You know, you can't prove it, but you know they bug your phones. You know, they do everything they want. And they go after grassroots people like Robert Clarkson. They go after grassroots, and I can name, you want to know how many names of people on my show that have been investigated? I mean, they are really serious about quashing anybody, especially a guy like him. Now, he's not frightened of them. Do you think he was, you know, he served his country in Vietnam.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he sat in a foxhole. You know, his life could have been gone in a second. Do you think these tin horn dictator politicians should be worried about? You got to understand, Carl, these are just a bunch of thugs. They're no better. You know what? They're no smarter than you. They're worse than you. I mean, put it this way. They are criminals.
I agree.
Dictating you. And if you, as a person, as a Christian, or as a believer in the Creator, understand this and can prove that that law is a violation, then you become part of the conspiracy if you pay it when you feel in your heart you shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
and you then dissuade others through fear or intimidation. And that's what we must deal with on all levels.
Greg,
single level.
Greg, if I could, I just have one more question.
Go ahead.
On many of your shows, I know that you basically I'm a new listener. So that's why I'm asking you this question. I noticed that you interview a lot of different people, but I'm kind of curious about you in the sense that I can't really find anybody else that really deals with the Jesuit subject. It's either a Jewish conspiracy or something other than what I believe is really the truth, and that's the Jesuits, as you declare there. But how did you really focus in and come in tune with the fact that they're really behind a lot of the problems and whatnot that we see around?
Okay, let me explain this in 3 minutes, and then we'll get to – I got a whole bunch of callers, and we're going to get to all of you guys and girls. So hold on. But let me explain it. When I was – I grew up and became a journalist in college. And I did after I graduated – I was a football player at Western Illinois University, and I had a scholarship there. And I found out after, you know, about my second or third year playing football, I said, what the hell am I doing in college here? You know, of course, I went to school. I got my grades. I studied English, blah, blah, blah. And I said, man, someday I'm going to be done with this, and I don't know what the heck I want to do with my life. So I started writing, and I used to always like to write. And I got a journalism degree and became a journalist. And as a journalist, I ended up about 1979 or 1980 getting fed up when Ronald Reagan was first I remember this distinctly. I was working for a paper in St. Louis, near St. Louis, and Reagan was nominated. And I said, I'm leaving this country. That's it. I can't take it anymore. And sometimes your instincts are more important than every fact that you'll be confronted with, many of which are lies. My instinct said, I'm getting the hell out. I'm going to find out what's going on. I want to report things overseas. I ended up in Rome. God, I don't know why. I liked it. I can remember going from London to Paris to Rome. Ended up there, started reporting independently, got several odd jobs. And for 6 years, I learned some things about the Vatican. Through the Vatican Bank scandal there, through Archbishop Marcinkus, the head of the Vatican Bank, who was the bishop from my hometown, Chicago, who was so deeply involved in corruption that wasn't funny. And through that, I learned a number of things about how they were involved in all these things in Italy, all the terrorism that was going on there. The Brigata Rossa, when I was there, was similar to what they call Al-Qaeda today here. And found out about American connections to terrorism at the Bologna bombing, where 80 people of Italian people were killed. And so what I started to do, but you know what I said to myself? I was young. I started researching a lot of the Jesuit intrigue regarding the what is now the Da Vinci Code. And then I said, but you know what? I was young and naive. And I said, you know, that can happen there. That can happen everywhere. But there's good people in America that can protect us. So we are safe. We are safe here. And I didn't take that final step. Well, when I came back to America over a course of years, I was also an owner of a small newspaper in Idaho. And in, I'll tell you what happened when I saw what was going on here, again, instincts kicked in. And I'm using a lot of my personal experiences in Rome when I was a kid, when I was younger, to connect the dots here. And what I found was that American journalists, American media, are all bought and paid off at the higher levels in both the alternative and the mainstream, so that this message is quashed. And that's why I'm one of the few people that do it, because most of these people will stop short of the truth. And I can say this, through my instincts, through my faith, who many of my listeners have helped grow, that we need to talk about everything, including the Vatican. And until we do that, we will never know the truth. That's why I do it here. I hope that answered your question. We'll get to all my callers right after this message.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Friday. Finally, the sun is shining in Colorado. It's a beautiful day, finally, after about 11 feet of snow. I know, our totals up here where I live, about 8,500 feet up in the Rockies, we had over 12 feet of snow this year. And it's finally starting to melt, and the sun is shining. And it's also shining on this show. So many callers today. I want to thank you. We're going to get to every one of you. And if you're trying to call and the lines are busy, call back again. I'm going to try to get to everybody. 800-313-9443. Richie in Louisiana. You're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, Greg. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to remain on the same road that Carl from New York just brought up in regard to Robert Clarkson and the whole voluntary status of paying your taxes. I also accessed that Wikipedia article on him, and if you don't mind, I'd just like to read the last chapter of it. In 2005, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit requesting an injunction against Clarkson in a U.S. District Court in South Carolina. The DOJ is asking that the court bar Clarkson from selling his tax schemes and holding classes. The department is also asking that the court require Clarkson to hand over the names and addresses of his clients. As of 2007, this case is pending. Now, the point you made earlier that he went to jail is not a badge of shame. I mean, our Messiah, they arrested and put him in jail.
Yeah.
And they put the apostles in jail, so that doesn't necessarily, you know, seem to be any nefarious reputation. However, on the subject, we do know the phrase voluntary is in there, but I've listened to another gentleman on this very topic, George Gordon, who you may want to have as a guest, and
sure.
he can precisely tell you why you have to pay the taxes, and it has to do with it. I'm certainly no expert on this, Greg. I'm just giving you the limited information I'm getting. We all voluntarily entered into a contract when we ran down and got our Social Security cards, and there's the key that keeps us paying the tax.
Well, then we got to figure out. You can also rescind your Social Security number.
That's what I'm trying to learn how to do. But Mr. Gordon has a school that's a little expensive for me to learn how to do that, and I have been running to dead ends with every other means to find that out. I actually went down to my Social Security department about a month ago to inquire about that. And Greg, they after thought I was insane. I think they wanted to have me arrested.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But the thing is, they don't know anything about it. You have
to
go through a lawyer and sue the government for fraud. But
right.
The point is, this guy Gordon can cite the statutes and the laws that require you, if you have a Social Security number and you deal in the Federal Reserve System, you either get out of it or you sit on your hands and shut up and pay the tax.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
The real honest way to look at this, that's a point that should be brought up. But legally, I'm going to tell you this, you can get in such a web of trouble here when you start thinking this problem in a very complicated manner. What you got to do is look at this and go, if it's voluntary or involuntary, you have to make a decision on whether you believe it's voluntary or not by what you've read, by what the way the statutes are written, okay, simply, without connecting the Social Security and everything else.
If you don't mind, I'd like to hang on.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a whole bunch of callers. Let me finish this, and then we'll talk a minute or two on the other side, okay?
Summer.